With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. The 80th State House District, which includes most of Allegan County, has been without a representative since September. That was when Cindy Gamrat was expelled by her fellow lawmakers for her part in a scandal involving the cover-up of an extramarital affair. Voters in the district will select a new representative on Tuesday. Arnie Davidson is the Libertarian candidate in the 80th State House District. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Tell the audience a little bit about yourself and why you are running for State House.
Well, I'm nobody special. I'm not a professional politician. I'm actually a retiree from General Motors after over 30 years. We're three different plants, a number of positions, some of quite a bit of responsibility. Why am I running? Is because I'm tired of the shenanigans going on and the choices we're being given, and so are a lot of other people. Like the roads fiasco, we all voted overwhelmingly no on the big tax increase with lots of pork in it, and then they went and did it anyway. They don't listen to us. Somebody's got to step up and say something. If I manage to get elected, I'll at least be a pain in their side.
What would you have done on roads specifically if you'd been in the legislature?
Well, for one, it should... If you're going to consider a tax increase, every penny of that should be directed to roads, not a whole bunch of other pet projects. That was one of its big downfalls.
Let me ask you about the shooting in Kalamazoo now, just over a week ago. If you were in the legislature, would you pursue anything that you think would get at the issue of violence, gun violence specifically?
There really isn't anything that you can do about it because shooting people's already illegal. I mean, making it harder for other people to get a gun is like making it harder to get a driver's license because some people drive drunk. It doesn't accomplish anything. People that are going to violate the law are going to do it whether it's legal or not. There is no good answer.
What else do you think that the state legislature should be asking of, say, the governor's office or the administration regarding the water crisis in Flint and the lead contamination of water there?
That is a nightmare. For one, it should have never happened. And since it did, we'd better learn from it because there are plenty of older cities in this state where it could happen again. I don't know what the answer is yet. I don't have enough information on solutions at this point. However, something definitely needs to be done. And part of it is a result of unintended consequences. Years back, a lot of localities mandated copper plumbing in houses, which is always sealed with a lead-based solder. The problem isn't that there's lead in the water. It's that the water's corrosive and leaching that lead into the system. So people have to think ahead when they pass a law. There are things that happen that you never realized would until later.
But don't older pipes also leach lead into the water?
Some do, some don't. Depends on what they're made out of. Yeah, I have no idea how lead supply lines were ever approved to begin with.
Do you think that the governor's office and the legislature should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act in Michigan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no excuse for total silence. I can understand where certain meanings maybe should be off the record, but not everything.
Would you, as a state lawmaker, say that you're going to make your best effort to be open and accountable, make things public that you may not have to do under the law?
As much as possible, yes. And I would certainly be willing to explain every vote I make.
The vacancy in the 80th State House District was, of course, caused by Cindy Gamrat being expelled. She then turned around and did run in the Republican primary and lost. There was a bill introduced yesterday in Lansing by Lisa Lyons, who was the chairwoman of the House Elections Committee, which would prevent a lawmaker who has been expelled or has resigned from running in the special election to fill that vacancy. Would you vote for that law if you're in the legislature?
Well, I'd want to read the exact details of the law, but I'm actually amazed that no one ever thought of it before. When we found out that she was not ineligible, that was just a shock. And I'm sorry, I laughed and wished her luck. You know, that took a lot of huts, but I give her credit for that.
So you think that someone who has been expelled or they've resigned, you don't think that they should necessarily get another crack at it, at least when you're having that special election for the vacancy?
I think that would be a reasonable decision, yeah.
You're running as a libertarian. There are currently no libertarians in the state house. I mean, there are some Republicans who maybe lean a little closer to libertarianism Correct. Than others. What do you think that having a libertarian in the Michigan House would bring in terms of influence on issues and those sort of things?
Oh, that's hard to say because, it, like you pointed out, it hasn't been done. So what I can tell you is that I would not be obligated to sign either party's secrecy agreement or their agreement to vote the way the leader says I should. I can vote my conscience and what my people want. However, the flip side is that they may just well ignore me. So it's a risk. We won't know until somebody elects me.
Why should voters take that risk that you might get up there and be ignored?
To send them a message that it's our people that get to choose who represents us, not the people in Lansing.
Clicking off a couple issues here, the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act currently does not include protections for sexual orientation or gender identity. If that were proposed, would you vote to include those as protections?
Well, that would depend on its exact wording, but my personal opinion is that here we are in 2016, and it's sad that we even have to have such a law. Rights belong to everybody, regardless if your hair is yellow or green or whatever. Under the circumstances, if it's not too impositional on other people, I would probably support it.
About 30 seconds left. A lot of people will look at a libertarian or what they call a minor party candidate and think, well, even if I agree with that guy, I'm not going to put my vote there because at the end of the day, they're not going to win. Make the case here quickly why someone should consider doing that for you.
Well, that is our biggest problem is the wasted vote attitude. I won't bother because they can't win. Well, you know what? If everybody that had that thought voted for us, we would win, and it wouldn't even be an issue. And in a lot of states, there are libertarians elected.
Arne Davidson, thank you for your time.
And thank you for having me, sir.
Arne Davidson is the Libertarian candidate in the 80th State House District, which includes most of Allegan County. Voters will cast their ballots in a special election to fill the vacancy in that seat on Tuesday. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.